Bob, one of the things that we miss in our training is a good geography lesson, particularly on Antarctica. I got the monocular out, and apparently the dark band that Gene Ron mentioned, the interface between the continent and the water, is that between the pack ice and the water, and you can, by very subtle changes in the apparent smoothness of the ground, probably make out where the actual continent begins and the pack ice ends. There are a few exposed ranges. I guess it's midsummer down there now. And you can make out the snow-free areas scattered at least in the northern portion of the continent.
Rog, did you get any pictures of that, Jack?
Oh, yeah, we got some pictures earlier. I'm going to get another one here in a minute. I'll tell you, if there ever was a fragile appearing piece of blue in space, it's the Earth right now.
Roger.
And we got a master alarm.
Okay, we copy that.
And there's one in the LEB.
Okay, good data point.
And there are no caution lights.
It came right at accumulator cycle along with the high O2 flow again.
Yeah, I just checked the time and I think you're right on that one. Well, we gave you your LAB data point.
Yes, sir.
Problem with looking at the Earth, particularly Antarctica, is it's too bright.
Understand.
And so I'm using my sunglasses through the monocular, which is not the best viewing platform. I think I can see some of the areas of the dry valley, but again, I'm not too sure of my geography, Bob. There are clouds over the continent, I believe, but of course they're just as white as the snow, and you only see differences in texture brought out by probably varying photometric return because of fairly low sun angles down there.
Roger.
But you can see patterns of what I believe is pack ice leading off from that sharp interface that was talked about earlier. And those patterns seem to merge directly with the patterns of the clouds, as if the at least near the continent, the oceanic currents are controlling the air currents up to a point along with the movement of the pack ice.
Rudder.
Now I'm distinguishing the pack ice from clouds mainly by the angularity of the patterns within them. There is no good clear color or albedo distinction, so I couldn't be looking entirely at clouds, but I suspect there are some pack ice patterns too. I'm not keeping you awake, am I, Bob?
No, sir, just keep talking. We're listening, and I'm sure not much of the world is listening, but this will all be recorded. You can read it all when you get back and think it through, tie it up with the pictures, and I'm sure there's going to be people interested in this. And we're interested in ourselves. Just keep talking.
All I want to do is read what I say.
Rog, if I had a little more geology training, I'd be asking you some better questions. Right now, I can't think of any to ask you.
Well, I can't. I really wish I knew that geography. I don't know. I wish I thought of bringing a good map of Antarctica. Could somebody do a little researching for me and see if they could tell me if we have a little American view, say, on the eastern edge of the continent?
Roger, we'll see if we can get some Antarctica geographers around.
Yeah, I'd like to, and also whether or not they think the Dry Valley area is visible to us. Let's see, there's some of the people over there in Bill Benny's group, I think, have a little Antarctic experience or used to, and they might be able to help you out.
Okay, we'll see what we can track down on it.
Don't use up a lot of people's time on it, but...
Roger, it's getting pretty empty around here. It's 5 in the morning, so...
Okay, there is a good strong northern hemisphere cyclone up near India, and I think Gene mentioned that. It, I think, was one I saw in some of the forecast sheets as a dissipating hurricane or a typhoon. I'm not sure which it is there. I guess it's a typhoon. And I see something here that I noticed in Earth orbit, Bob, that as you approach the Terminator, and now I'm looking at the Eastern Terminator. Got to keep all my directions straight here. Yeah, Eastern Terminator. The clouds, those associated with the... cyclone over India, and one that appears to be due south of there, maybe 30 degrees of latitude, have a gray appearance. The instead of the brilliant white of other clouds, as you approach the Terminator, those, at least the high-level clouds, are gray. Now, when we were going over them in orbit, the lower-level clouds were still white, and I think I can see a hint of that right now. The sun gives strong white reflections off of the buildups in the low-level clouds, whereas the high-level and relatively layered cirrus and maybe some of the intermediate-level stratus tend to look gray because of the grazing sun, I suspect.
Roger. You you mentioned something in Earth orbit that kind of intrigued me. You mentioned seeing the rainbow, and we were trying to figure out how you saw a rainbow up there, and you were in orbit already at that time. Do you remember that?
Well, we were speaking of the appearance of the sunrise.
Okay,
Roger. Having a banded color appearance that varied as you approached sunrise. I can't remember what we did. I think we put some of that on tape. And we were probably LOS at the time, but the banded character of the sunrise in the atmosphere was very, very marked. Was a gray, blue upper layer that merged or graded into a brilliant blue intermediate zone that was just above the cloud levels, and within the clouds you've got a orange to yellow band getting more yellow as the sun rose that was broken by the dark patterns of the buildups.
Roger, good show.
The interesting thing was the continual glow on the horizon we had even at night on the dark side pass, and that glow was in the atmosphere because I could see stars rise over the horizon in it and then pass on through it.
As we were talking, the air glow, I guess, is a phenomenon most of the guys have seen before. It's kind of interesting, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I guess standard air glow, but it is very striking that it's a continuous thing, even in the dark.
Roger.
Yeah. I think I just see the eastern tip of South America now.
Roger, you're starting to back up now, coming the other way. So you're still over Africa according to our chart here, but you're backing up towards the South America.
Yeah, I can see the part of South America that Wegener thought fitted into the bend in Africa some many decades ago, and started people thinking about moving continents around on the crust.
Roger. Jack, how'd the PGA doffing go? Most of you, are you all out of your PGAs now?
That's in work. We're taking it slow and easy up here, Bob.
Roger, understand. I'll just be curious to see if they all fit in that bag.
I think you'll find that Ronald Evans will also be curious about that. He's already made comments.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control at 6 hours. As Jack Schmidt gives the description of the Earth, Apollo 17 is 22,868 nautical miles from Earth, velocity 12,520 feet per second.
We certainly do have a very clear intuitive impression, although the evidence is hard to pull together, that the any frontal systems that move off the Antarctic continent do not take on any well-defined character until they get into the moist regions of the ocean. And when they do, they seem to pick up an arcuate circulation that, in the view we have, seems to get fairly regularly spaced cyclone patterns that lie between the Cape of Good Hope and the northern portion of Antarctica. And these, the circulation of the cyclones follows roughly an east-west pattern, and the curve, the arcs of the fronts are more north-south, let's say northwest, swinging around to the south.
Roger.
Very nicely defined as southern hemisphere cyclones. There are about four of those visible swinging around. I guess that's latitude, I'm having to guess here, but I'd say latitude 50 to 60 south.
Okay, 50 or 60 south, banana.
Yeah, I have to look at the map here in a minute and see if that puts me between Antarctica and the Cape.
Roger. Well, the tip of Africa there is at about 32 south.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good guess. It looks like the intertropical convergence zone over Africa is starting to get more and more clouds in it now. I suspect as midday approaches, which is what we're seeing there, we can expect to see more and more moisture indications.
They're probably about noontime right there right now. It's 11:36 at the zero meridian there at Greenwich, so it's just a little bit before noon right in that area you're talking about.
Yeah, some of those masses of what I suspect are cumulus buildups, well, not really. They don't look like they're as concentrated and localized, but more like masses of fairly dense clouds that are developing in that band of green that crosses the lower portion of Africa.
Roger.
stay tuned for the next installment on the Earth. I'll try to get out of this suit.
Okay, just take it easy, Jack, and we'll be listening.
Man, I've never taken it so easy in my life. I tell you, Bob, I couldn't have believed this would be an experience like it is now.
Roger.
Yeah, every time you turn around, there's something else to see and wonder what's causing it, whether it's a particle zipping across the window or one zipping across the cabin or spring mechanics here in the zero-G. There's always something going on.
Roger.